Hello, everyone. You are listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us today. It is April 7th, 2018. My name is Brandon. Today we continue our technology article. Back in the studio, I have Linda. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What did we talk about yesterday?
Yesterday we talked about a new gadget that you can use with your smartphone to take better pictures.
That's right. It's called the DX01. We also compared that to the RX105. And we also made comparisons with both the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 7. So we looked into that a lot yesterday. And you can just simply attach that DX01 to your smartphone. Or it can actually stand alone. You can use it by itself as well. I don't think we mentioned that necessarily yesterday. But the main point, I think, is that you can use it with your phone, right?
Right, and take better images.
We also have back with us today, Josh. Welcome back.
Thank you, Brandon. It's good to be back today.
And you enjoy taking photographs, and did you find something yesterday to be intriguing?
Well, I did say yesterday that I would be very interested in the DX01 if it helped add functionality to my current smartphone camera. So the camera that I have is very good, but it does not take really good zoom pictures. Yeah. And I do find myself wishing that I had a better zoom in my pocket. So that would be something for me to look into.
Yeah, and I think you really have to do your research. You think, well, do I want to have this small camera that I attach to my phone, or do I want to buy just a whole nother device that, you know, I will not attach to my phone or anything like the RX105? You know, I think there's a lot that goes into buying a new camera, and Linda, you have experience with that. Do you tend to do a lot of research?
I do, yes, because if you want to get a good camera, it is quite a bit of money that you have to invest into it. So the last camera I bought, I did do research and made sure that that's the one that I wanted.
All right. Well, today we are still talking about technology, and we have another device that we are discussing, but it is not a camera. But photos are involved, right, Josh?
Definitely photos are involved. So today we are talking about a way to process old photos into digital copies.
All right. So you have a lot of old photos, maybe. I think it depends on maybe which generation you come from. These days we are not accustomed to having our photos printed out so much. But, you know, years ago, and I had these when I was maybe a teenager, you know, I'd go to the store and have the film processed, and I would get the pictures back a few days later. It's been a while, but, you know, you have those, and what do you do with them now? Do you want to make a digital copy of them? Well, we have a machine here that does that.
Right, and looking back, that process seems so archaic now that you actually had to, you know, go give your film out and wait for it. I mean, a lot of times at places that did 1 hour photos, but then
sure.
you have to pay more.
Right.
And then when you get them back, you know, you see, oh no, my eyes are closed, or, you know, that looks terrible.
Hey, why did I take that photo?
Exactly.
The art comes out dark because you're not really good at taking photos. You don't know what you're doing.
Right.
And so you waste a lot of film.
Yeah. But now with our smartphones and our digital cameras, we can immediately see, you know, what we've taken and deleted and then take another one. And so it's very different than what it used to be like. But this new device is a scanner that will help you to scan those old photos that you had when you used to use film.
Right. And so, you know, we have these old photos and we can make a digital copy, but also we have the other thing where we have all these digital copies and we can make the physical prints. So that has its value as well, I guess, or does it? Do you feel the need, Josh, to maybe print out some of your photos that you take?
Very rarely. So because we have that blog site that I mentioned yesterday, like we do have a way to kind of publish it, and also there are ways to share things online. But it's not quite the same as having like a picture in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I know there are a lot of services today that will still take your digital images and then put them together like in a calendar or in a book. For relatively cheaply so that you can give it as a present to somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's a key point, is how much does it cost to do that? Because you don't really necessarily have to do that. You feel like, well, maybe what if I lose some of these digital copies? You'd like to have a physical copy as well, maybe.
That's true. I mean, you want to have an archive of your photos or a backup. But if you're giving a gift, like you want to print it out and, you know, have a physical gift for someone. And I do that a lot. Like, I'll make calendars. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very personalized because you use pictures with that person, whoever you're giving it to, and use pictures of people who mean something to them. And so my calendars, other things that they can display, you know, on their desk or, you know, on the wall, or even photo albums.
Right.
That's something that we used to have all the time before, digital photos came out. We would have physical photo albums.
Right.
And you could also print out the photo, your digital photos, and make your own photo album or scrapbook.
Right. There you go. Well, today's is definitely about taking those old photos and scanning them into your computer so you have a digital copy as well. So let's find out if that's a device you would be interested in. If you have your magazine, go ahead and open it up to page 17, and we'll have our first reading for today.
Need to scan your old photos? Epson Fast Photo will make it fast and easy. Old photos are great, but enjoying them and sharing them can be a hassle. Scanning photos isn't all that difficult. I've been reviewing the Epson FastPhoto FF640, which is a feed-through duplex scanner for scanning printed photos and paper documents. What the FF640 has going for it is ease of use.
Okay, so those old photos, of course, they are great, but enjoying them and sharing them can be difficult. It can be a hassle, right?
Right. It can be a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and so scanning photos isn't all that difficult. We have a device here that we are highlighting. We're not necessarily advertising this. I've never used the product, but it is something that you can look into if you're interested. It's called the Epson Fast Photo. And this is a review of it, and this writer's been reviewing the Epson FastPhoto FF640. What is that exactly, Josh?
Well, here it's described as a feed-through duplex scanner for scanning printed photos and paper documents.
Okay. Duplex, of course, just meaning that it has two parts, and so you can scan the printed photos, and you can also scan paper documents, and that's an extra, I guess, incentive. As you're marketing this, people will see that you can use it for two different things. So what the FF640 has going for it is ease of use. Now, Linda, when we say something has this going for it, what do we mean?
That it's a positive thing, that this is a benefit of this product.
Okay, and then, of course, ease of use just means it's easy to use.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's great when it comes to technology. We want it to be user-friendly. Okay, so this is the product that we are discussing today, and we kind of get what it's about and how it functions a bit. But what do you do as soon as you purchase it? Let's find out about that in our next reading.
Out of the box. Plug the scanner in and connect your Mac or PC. You'll be instructed to download and install the Epson scanning software. You can opt to have the Epson software make some adjustments to the scans, including color balance, reviving faded colors, and eliminating red eye.
All right, so you buy this product, you take it home, you take it out of the box, and then you plug the scanner in and connect to your computer. And then what do you need to do, Linda?
Well, you'll be instructed to download and install the Epson scanning software. So you'll need to download the software so you can use it. And then you have the option, or you can opt to choose to have the software make some adjustments to the scans, such as color balance, reviving faded colors, and eliminating red eye. So those are common things that we would want to adjust in our photos. So you could just have it automatically do that.
So one of the things that you will find with maybe old photos is that there will be light that gets reflected off the back of people's eyes and will make their eyes like a weird shiny color, or even make them look like they're sort of, you know, got this red eye going on. And there are, yesterday we talked a little bit about photo processing software, but that's one of the things that photo processing software can do is get rid of that weird shine to make people's eyes look normal again. And it's nice that it's one of the things that's kind of included as a function with the scanner.
All right, so they will eliminate means to get completely rid of, as Josh was talking about, get completely rid of red eye. Now, I want to talk just for a moment about kind of doctoring the photos or making adjustments, as they say here. We can do that all over the place. Apps, you know, have many different filters. How often do you use those filters? And is there a part of you that kind of feels like, oh, this isn't real, I'm kind of making it fake, or where is that line? Linda, do you use filters after you take a photo?
I do use filters because they're fun, but I try not to make it look too unnatural. Like, I use it to enhance the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there are shadows, or if it's too dark, or maybe too light, then I just want to adjust the lighting so it looks... it's clearer to see.
Okay.
But I don't want to change it too much.
All right.
So you don't give, like, Great Aunt Matilda rabbit ears or anything?
only if it's for fun. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'll do that sometimes.
Although I think, so Linda has a good point. Sometimes when you take pictures, it isn't really actually a great representation of what it looked like in real life. So then you'll end up, like, making little changes to the light in order to make the picture, like, a little bit more real, not just more colorful, but really, like, you know, if you take a picture and everything kind of looks like washed out and white, that's not the way that it looked to your eyes.
Right.
And you use those abilities to adjust it to make it look a little bit more natural.
Right. And of course, you want everyone in your photo, including yourself, to look good. So you might make some, you know, adjustments to just...
Are you using Photoshop? Like,
no,
why do I look so different in this photo?
Not that far, you know, just but slight adjustments, maybe, like,
yeah,
sure.
Skin color.
Skin color.
Give them a tan.
Give them a tan. No, but if you take a picture with a camera and it uses a flash and then everybody's skin looks really pale, then you can make little color adjustments to make it look more of a natural skin tone.
Right. So the key point is you're trying to make it look natural. Mm-hmm. And so there's some filters there to help you do that. Well, next we learn about getting ready. So what do you need to do as you prepare to use this device? Let's find out in our next reading.
Getting ready. You can load up to 30 prints at a time in the feeder. Press the scan button, and it will automatically launch the Epson Fast Photo software. You'll be asked to fill in a few blanks, such as the date or year when the pictures were taken. And then you can give the batch some descriptive keywords, mom's birthday, before you begin.
Well, you can actually load a lot of photos at a time, 30 prints at a time in the feeder. And that's great, because if it's just one photo at a time, that would take a long time and I would get tired.
Yeah, I mean, that's how... what I'd have to do before when I'd scan photos, you just have to do one at a time. And it took a really long time.
Yeah.
So that's why I haven't really scanned that many photos.
All right. So you put the photos in, Josh. You press the scan button, and then it automatically launches the Fast Photo software. Sounds pretty easy so far.
It does sound pretty easy, and it does make it easier to scan photos. I don't know how many people have tried to use their, like, many printers nowadays will also have a copier and a scanner function. Some printers are easier to use than others, but a lot of times in order to get into the controls to control the scanner itself is a little bit difficult. So having all of those sort of like technical issues kind of made easier for you does make the process a lot easier.
All right. And as you're loading these photos and making the digital copy, you'll be asked some questions to fill in a few blanks. And what is this going to help you do?
It's going to help you organize your photos. So this is actually a great feature because you can include the date, you know, what year the pictures were taken, and you can give the batch or the group of, you know, related photos some descriptive keywords so that you can, you know, you can search for it later on. You can find those photos easily. And so I think this feature is really great, also that it can scan photos very quickly. So these features would make me interested in the scanner.
Right.
I think one of the things we kind of take for granted a little bit with digital cameras is that it records a lot of this information automatically when you take a picture. So it will record the date that the picture is taken. Sometimes it would also record the GPS or the location.
Right.
But when you're taking old photos and trying to digitize them, it really is very helpful to put some information in there that helps you sort them later on as well, because you may literally have thousands of pictures going to go through. And so being able to quickly recall those pictures and use them for other purposes is really helpful.
And it seems this device makes that easy enough to do. You know, as you're uploading them, you can simply put in that information. I like this word batch because it makes me think of cookies. you think I'm making a batch of cookies? I can always relate things to food. It's a simple word, but just throwing that out there, if you're making a batch of something, it's a group of something, and oftentimes we'll use that with cookies, for example, making a batch of cookies. Well, what does this device look like in action? Let's find out in our next reading.
In action. When the scanner starts, you'll be surprised how fast things go. As a test, I scanned 150 photos from my brother's wedding in less than 5 minutes. Being able to easily search for your pictures after you scan them is incredibly helpful.
Well, is this a slow process, Linda, or is it fairly quick?
No, it sounds very quick.
We see here when the scanner starts, you'll be actually surprised how fast things go. And they did a test.
So the test here was that he took 150 photos from his brother's wedding and scanned them in the machine in less than 5 minutes. That is ridiculously fast, for anyone who's ever tried to scan a photo on their open up the top, put a picture in, close it down, and hit scan, that is very fast.
It is. So being able to easily search for your pictures after you scan them is incredibly helpful. And, you know, I'm sure that goes back to entering those keywords so you can organize everything and find the photos that you want very quickly. Otherwise, It's going to be almost not very helpful. You just had to be searching, wasting a lot of time.
If you had to go to each individual picture, you know, and enter that information, that would, you know.
Right. So it's important to take the extra few seconds to enter those keywords, those descriptive words that will help you find them later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we see that this process, it doesn't take a long time, so that makes me more interested in the product because in our day and age, we want things to be quick, and so that's important to know about this product. But we've been talking about photos, and it also does documents. But in this section, we see that it's a very quick process, and I think we find out why. Kind of in the sidebar there, is it talks about resolution and dots per inch. Linda, could you just read that sidebar for us?
Sure. Resolution. You have two resolution options, 300 or 600 dots per inch DPI. The faster option is 300 DPI, but the better choice would be 600 DPI, which will allow you to crop or enlarge when you're making subsequent prints. For a 4x6 inch print, scanning takes about 1.5 seconds at 300 DPI and about 4 seconds at 600 DPI.
Okay, DPI is referring to dots per inch, as you see here, and this is used to measure the resolution of an image. both on screen and in print. So, Josh, we see here there's a difference in the time it takes based upon the DPI.
Yeah, so at lower resolutions or a lower DPI, the scanner can operate much quicker because it doesn't need as much time in order to collect the information to put it into the digital copy. So it's nice here because it gives you the option if you know that you are just going to digitize your photos and probably not do a lot of work with them, then you can go with a quicker option. But it does say that if you'd like to do something like enlarging or cropping or digitally altering the photos, that it's better to take the higher resolution.
All right. That's a great explanation. But what about documents? This device also can help you with scanning those documents. So let's find out about that in our next reading.
Documents too. The FF640 is a photo scanner first, but it also does a very good job scanning documents. You can scan stacks of papers, both sides, and save them as a PDF. The Epson software can also convert the PDF scans into searchable text by using the included Abbey Fine Reader Sprint software.
Okay, so this device is primarily a photo scanner, but it also does a very good job scanning documents. Now, this is very interesting to me because maybe I have some documents I want to scan and I want a digital copy. But it also is going to allow you to use this software that creates a PDF. So anyway, you can scan stacks of papers, both sides, and save them as a PDF. And many of you may be familiar with a PDF document, but it's PDF actually stands for Portable Document Format, a system for storing and sending documents between computers. And this Epson software can do something else with the PDF, right?
It can, yeah, convert the PDF scans into searchable text that you and uses the included software.
Okay, and this software makes it easy to scan paper documents. The Abbey Fine Reader Sprint makes it easy to scan paper documents using your scanning device and convert them into formats that can be edited. So, for example, you can use it in Microsoft Word. This, to me, sounds very interesting because it's very useful. Mm-hmm. You can scan these documents and you can edit them.
Right. Because a lot of times when you send PDFs, you can't edit them.
Right. So. Traditionally, mm-hmm. that's what a PDF is like. There's maybe a different function now that you can use to edit some of them. But traditionally, a PDF, you just send it to someone and you can't change it. But here, you can scan the papers front and back, and then it has this special software that allows you to edit the documents. And so if you have those papers that you wrote many years ago, you want to, I don't know,
for some
doctor
reason,
it up, change it, you can do that using this device and the software that comes with it.
Yeah, I found myself in the past needing to scan documents for a lot of reasons. Contracts, agreements, also even just newspaper text. And before, I wouldn't consider, scanning that kind of text because I wouldn't be able to do a whole lot with it except just share it to be read. But then if you can also use it to if you can search for something in your computer, it makes it way easier to organize and find it later on, which is really nice. But then I'll also be able to use it and edit it a little bit is really a quite useful function.
Right, and so you have your photos that you can upload, and you also have these documents. So that is two functions of this device. Well, what are the conclusions? Let's find out in our last reading for today.
Conclusions. This would be the perfect thing to bring to my next family reunion. The FF640 will make quick work of hundreds or even thousands of photos. If you've been meaning to organize your old photos to share with future generations, Think about starting with the Epson Fast Photo FF640.
Well, the next time you head to your family reunion, you could take this device, I guess, Josh.
Right. Well, we don't really know exactly how portable it is, but bringing something fun to share at your family reunion, like, you know, games or Twister, the Epson FF40, it's a nice way in order to celebrate your time together.
Yeah, I don't see me taking this, but anyway, maybe photos that you've taken at past family reunions, you could.
Or it can be a family project, you know, tell everyone to bring their photos
there
so that
go.
We can, you know, archive them.
That's true. That's a good point. Well, the FF640 will make quick work of hundreds or even thousands of photos, as we've already learned, that, you know, they scan 150 photos from this wedding in less than 5 minutes, so you could just bring it to your family reunion and just have a good old time.
Yep, scan away.
Those photos. All right, if you've been meaning to organize your old photos to share with future generations, this is a device maybe you could think about using. Well, panelists, is this a device that you would actually use, or maybe you would use it in the future?
Yeah, definitely. And for this last reason that they gave, because you want to share these old photos, pass them on to future generations to keep them safe, because those paper photos, I mean, if they get exposed to water, too much sunlight, you know, they're vulnerable to damage. So
right.
This would be a very good way to keep them safe and archive, or just have a backup.
Sure. How about you, Josh? Would you use this?
So I know that my parents both have collections of a lot of physical photos that they've taken over the years, and they don't really have a good way in order to keep them, you know, safe for, you know, future generations. So this would be something that I would definitely entertain using, mainly because my parents, although they certainly use technology, they're not very interested in using a lot of technology like this in order to digitize their images. So this would be something that I could easily do for them in order to make it easier for them to not only keep but to share the photos that they've had.
All right. Well, thank you, panelists, for joining us today and also yesterday for this month's technology article. And thank you, listeners, for joining us again today. Until next time, this is Brandon.
Linda.
And Josh.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.